coming up on the British TV watch list.
Okay, let's talk about Mrs. Pumphrey, played by Patricia Hodge. Mrs. Pumphrey was inspired by a real-life client of Harriet's. I understand spoiling your dogs. We spoil our two black labs all the time, but not to the point where it risks their health. She treats Tricky Woo like a three-year-old child. And I get that too, but bottom line, it's still a dog.
From cozy mysteries to intense police procedurals, we talk about the characters, performances, series, and episodes from your favorite British TV shows.
You got the British TV watch list. My name is Michael T. Today we visit the Yorkshire Dales. If you're a fan of this show, you probably already know from the setting that we're talking about All Creatures Great and Small. So here's the thing. All Creatures Great and Small isn't just cozy. There's kind of a calibrated warmth about this show. It's not sentimental fluff, and it's not nostalgia just for nostalgia's sake. It's a show that centers on love. Love of family, friends, community, and of course, animals. And they're not shy about letting the dog steal the scene. The TV show is based on the books by James Herriot. You know, my wife started reading the books after we got into the show. She loves them. And she says she recognizes some of the stories in the books after seeing them in the show. James Herriot was the pen name of James Alfred White. He was a British veterinarian whose gentle, witty storytelling turned rural Yorkshire into one of the most beloved literary landscapes of the 20th century. White was born in 1916 in Sunderland and raised in Glasgow. He graduated from veterinary school in 1939 and soon found himself treating everything from pampered poodles to stubborn bulls in the windswept Dales of Thirsk, the town that inspired his fictional Derby. One of Harriet's most enduring real-life stories involved a farmer's pig that refused to budge from its sty. White was tasked with examining the animal and found himself crawling through muck while the farmer cheerfully offered encouragement from above. The pig was unimpressed and responded with a well-aimed jet of manure. Harriet later wrote, "I emerged like the creature from the Black Lagoon." He still managed to diagnose the pig's ailment with his trademark patience and humor. Despite decades of veterinary work, White didn't publish his first book until he was 50 years old. His debut, If Only They Could Talk, was rejected multiple times before a publisher suggested he adopt a pseudonym. You see, veterinary surgeons and doctors in general were not allowed to advertise, and so James Herriot was born. He got the name from a Scottish footballer he had seen on TV. There were 8 books, all published individually and eventually compiled into All Creatures Great and Small, and became international bestsellers. They were praised for their warmth, realism, and comic timing. Harriet's legacy isn't just literary, he humanized the veterinary profession, showing the emotional depth behind routine farm calls and the quiet heroism of rural life. This is the second TV series of All Creatures Great and Small. The first was a BBC production that ran from 1978 through 1990. This current version has figured out something that a lot of shows miss. Warmth isn't just about soft lighting and period costumes. It's about emotions and love amongst the characters. You've got Nicholas Ralph as James, who plays the character as earnest, eager, forward-thinking, and kind. Samuel West is Siegfried, the patriarch with the entire world on his shoulders. And there's Anna Madeley as Mrs. Hall. She's the emotional rudder. She's the one who knows everyone's secrets and is often the voice of reason in the midst of chaos. What I love is how the ensemble isn't just a collection of quirks. It's a system. You watch them adjust to each other, James learning Siegfried's rhythms, Tristan pushing boundaries, and Mrs. Hall quietly steering the ship. It's not conflict-driven, it's connection-driven. And that's where the warmth lives. And speaking of warmth and comfort, how would you like to sleep with what's been called the world's softest sheet? I can feel it kind of like gliding over my arms and legs. They're made from bamboo, super, super soft. And get this, they maintain and improve that luxurious feel with each washing. So you buy it, you use it, you wash it, it gets better. We're working with CozyEarth.com. CozyEarth.com. Use my promo code BTVW1. Helps me with a commission, and you help support the British TV watch list. So thanks in advance. But you get the best discount available. 41% off exclusive right here. Go visit the website, CozyEarth.com. Apply the promo code BTVW1 and get those luxurious soft bamboo sheets from CozyEarth.com. BTVW1. Okay, let's compare All Creatures Great and Small to Call the Midwife. That show also leans into ensemble comfort, but with more overt emotional peaks. Birth, death, social change. All Creatures Great and Small is quieter. It's about small kindnesses, a vet visit that turns into a moment of grace, a stubborn farmer who finally says thank you. It's the kind of show where the stakes are emotional, not dramatic. Grantchester, too. I admire the show, love the show for its amateur sleuthing and moral tension, but it doesn't quite operate in the same emotional bandwidth. It's warmer than most crime dramas. There's genuine care in the relationships, especially between Will and Geordi, but the show leans into conflict. You feel the pressure in every case, every confession, every moment of doubt. The emotional tone is shaped by consequence. All Creatures Great and Small moves differently. It's not about resolution, it's about presence. The show's pacing mirrors real life. Scenes aren't engineered for dramatic payoff. They're built around character interaction, emotional nuance, and the tension of everyday life. You're watching people navigate small decisions with care, not racing toward a reveal. That's one of the things I dislike so much about American TV. There's a kind of steadiness to British TV. You're not anticipating the next twist. You're watching how James earns trust, how Mrs. Hall manages the emotional temperature of the household, how Siegfried wrestles with leading well. The show gives those moments time. It lets you observe, not just consume. I've noticed something else, too. The show doesn't pretend that warmth means perfection. These characters mess up. They misread each other. They get stubborn. The characters are all very realistic. And the show always circles back to empathy and love. It's not about solving problems. It's about showing up again and again. And the Yorkshire setting is a character, too. The hills, the weather, the animals, they all shape the emotional tone. You feel the isolation, the beauty, the grit. You come to realize why James falls in love with the area in a geographic sense. Okay, let's talk about Mrs. Pumphrey, played by Patricia Hodge. Mrs. Pumphrey was inspired by a real-life client of Harriet's. I understand spoiling your dogs. We spoil our two black labs all the time, but not to the point where it risks their health. She treats Tricky Woo like a three-year-old child. And I get that too, but bottom line, it's still a dog. There's definitely an opportunity to dig into the character of Mrs. Pumphrey and see what makes this woman tick. In 2025, we are dealing with a crazy mixed-up world. There's violence, technology moving at breakneck speed, politics ripping communities apart, economies changing daily, it seems. Those are some of the bigger issues, never mind the personal chaos we all encounter daily. Enter nostalgia. With the pace of change accelerating and uncertainty baked into daily life, people are reaching back to escape as well as recalibrate. Psychologists like Tara Saranek-Salinas and Ed Love have noted that nostalgia strengthens emotional resilience by connecting our past to our present, especially during times of stress or transition. It's not about longing for a perfect past. It's about remembering who we were when things felt manageable and using that memory to stabilize ourselves now. That's where All Creatures Great and Small comes in. It idealizes a gentler time and models emotional steadiness. If you scroll through social media, we're in dire need of steadiness. The show's rhythm is deliberate. Its stakes are personal and its characters are grounded in community. Watching James Herriot navigate the Yorkshire Dales is charming and restorative. You see people solving problems with patience, kindness, and a sense of duty. People belong to each other and collectively to Derby. Do you ever really belong if all we are part of is a special interest group on Facebook? They're nice and oftentimes helpful, but they don't really provide a personal experience. Psychologically, nostalgia activates areas of the brain associated with social bonding and self-continuity. It reminds us that we've endured before and that we're still connected to something meaningful. All Creatures Great and Small taps into that by showing us a world where relationships matter, where small gestures carry weight, and where people show up for each other even when it's inconvenient. In a media landscape full of noise and spectacle, All Creatures Great and Small offers quietness. It's comfortable. It's a recalibration of values. It reminds us that warmth, reliability, and emotional generosity are essential. And in 2025, that kind of storytelling doesn't just soothe us, it helps us remember who we want to be. Who's your favorite character on the show and why? Tell us in the comments and remember to like, share, and subscribe. Before we go, shout out to our listeners in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, Lake Worth, Florida, and we got another listener from England in High Wycombe, Buckinghamshire. Please help us spread the word. Share this episode with a friend who loves British TV as much as you do. And thanks for listening to the British TV Watchlist. Until next time, cheers.
The British TV Watchlist is written and produced by Michael T. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Speculation and opinion powered by caffeine and curiosity. For more clever takes and cold cases, remember to subscribe, like, and share. Keep the mystery and the moxie rolling. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025 Michael T. Media.